This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Hello there. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but if you're listening to this, then you may also be a fan of the Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast. If you are, then this information is for you. From mid-December, Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast will be available exclusively on Global Player. It's still 100% free, it's still The Whole Show, and it's still utterly brilliant. But you won't be able to find it on any other platform other than Global Player. If you haven't already got Global Player, it's dead easy to get hold of. Here's what you need to do. You either download it from your app store or visit globalplayer.com. Once you've got it, simply go to the podcast section and search for Steve Allen, The Whole Show. If you're listening on Alexa, just say, Alexa, open Global Player and play Steve Allen, The Whole Show podcast. Thank you. Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Wednesday, December the 28th. And we finally achieved it, the biggest pile of rubbish in the papers ever. What is it? James and Ola Jordan. A short while ago, they decided to stuff their faces with food. Why would they do that? They're dancers. They give dance classes and stuff like that. The answer is because they're trying to flog you an exercise. For 50 quid, they will tell you how they lost weight. Well, I'll tell you what, for free, I'll tell you how you can lose weight. Don't eat so much. Go to the doctor. They'll give you a diet sheet. You don't need to waste your money on a diet of James and Ola Jordan. Thank you very much indeed. They're not experienced in this, but they're in all the papers, how they lost 6 stone and they've got this. Don't waste your money. In fact, there's a big piece in one of the papers which we read out this morning saying, you know, if you're fat and then you go on a diet, you're going to continue being fat. It's very rare that these people keep it off. Unfortunately, in their case, they've run out of ideas of how to make money. So they've come up with this quasi thing about, oh, look, we were really fat and bloated as they pushed their stomachs out. And then 6 weeks later, this was only July, remember, that they all of a sudden discovered that they were getting fatter. Whereas, in fact, nobody had noticed them because their career had disappeared. And it was a case of then all of a sudden today, here they are. And if you send them 50 quid, they'll tell you how to exercise and eat less. Don't waste your money. Please don't waste your money. I can do it for you for free. You don't need to take anything from them. You remember that he was the bully in the Big Brother house. He was not very pleasant at all. She was sort of just a dancer, I think. But if anybody who is not an expert starts telling you about diets and how to lose weight, take no notice. Go to the expert, go to your doctor, and they will tell you. They claim that they went to their doctor and their doctor told them that they were clinically obese. What a pile of crap. I've never heard so much rubbish in my life. You look at a picture of him, she's pushing her stomach out and he's trying to look bloated. It's just hoodwinking you to take money out of you. And you don't need to do it. So say, go to the doctor, say, listen, well, in fact, the doctor will have told you anyway. I'm overweight, either through you're taking, you know, your thyroid's broken or something like that, or you're overeating. You know, if you eat fried food, if you eat curries, if you eat, you know, KFC, if you eat all these things on a regular basis and pizzas, you're going to be a fatty. It's as simple as that. There's no way around it. All of these things produce fat in the body. And so they, as dancers, have only just discovered this miracle because they're going, oh, we can get 50 quid out of everybody. Well, it's not 50, it's 49.95. It's 50 quid. But as I say, don't waste your money. It's the best advice I'll ever give you. Meanwhile, back in the real world, Jamie Redknapp works out after major surgery. And he's, I don't know what he was doing actually, but he was working out on the stairs of his huge home. They have to tell you it's a huge home so that you feel like a peasant. And Jamie Redknapp feels, you know, absolutely, you know, on top of the world. He lives in his Surrey mansion with his stunning wife, who's called Frida. And Frida is Swedish. And he married last year. So he ditched the other one. He got rid of poor old Louise. She was sort of out the door. And replaced her. And then within a very short space of time, Frida, from Sweden, got pregnant. So, of course, Louise Redknapp still desperately trying to resurrect a career that involves singing. Why do they persist with this? I cannot get my head around the fact that if somebody says to you on your first single that you release, we're not interested, why don't they go and get a proper job? You know, I'm sure she must be able to do something like working on the till at Sainsbury's or something. There must be something she can do. She can't, I mean, you know, this sort of clinging on to, I'm going to be a pop singer and fill out Wembley Stadium. No, you're not. The nearest you'll get is singing a bit of karaoke in the local pub on a Saturday night. That's it. You know, why do you think Victoria Beckham don't sing anymore? Because she can't. It's so simple. I don't know why people just don't come to the Steve Allen show and say, Steve, what do you reckon about so-and-so, so-and-so? And I go, they can't sing. Simon Cowell tells them on his television programme, I'm terribly sorry, you're the worst ever. And then these people have tantrums on television and we all sit there watching them thinking, I mean, one of these days somebody's going to sue the programmes for embarrassing them, but these people cannot sing. They are tone deaf. And I don't know what. And also some of them, they're not the most attractive. I don't think that the pop business, you know, should be based on looks, but sadly it is. It's based on how you look. You've got to. If you look like the back end of a bus, like some of the ones I've seen on Britain's Got Talent, you ain't going to go nowhere. You ain't going to go nowhere. It's as simple as that. And even worse for women. Even worse for women. Natalie Cassidy pays tribute to Danny Dyer and Charlie Brooks. They put him on some programme, Danny Dyer, proving that I've been right all the time. Within a minute, he'd effed and blind on a chat show with an audience in it. Either he's the thickest bloke under the sun or he just doesn't know how to conduct himself. And have he walked on. He's with his daughter and he effs and blinds in front of his daughter. I'll eff in this and eff it. And I'm thinking, oh, shut your dirty little mouth, please. It's ghastly. Death in Paradise viewers left gobsmacked. Les Dennis looks unrecognisable. Well, he would do because he's playing granddad, isn't he, at the moment, in the Only Fools and Horses thing. And so he's put on a bit. He's also getting on a bit. It's not like, you know, he's not. Perhaps we should put him in contact with James and Ola. Let's give us 50 quid and we'll tell you how to lose weight. What a pile of old garbage it really is. Also, Tiger King's Joe Exotic Maldonado, close to finalising a divorce from Dylan Passage. Do you know, I don't even know what this story is. I know who he is. I don't know how it came about. I've got no idea. And I'm really not sure exactly where we're going. And I don't know if Tiger King Joe Exotic Maldonado is gay or if he's not gay, because this 27-year-old Texan bartender, who I think is Dylan Passage, oh, it is his third husband. So he's obviously working his way through Texas, I should imagine, which is very sweet. Yeah, I looked at a picture of him. He's very odd, isn't he? Joe Exotic. And the boyfriend just looks like anybody who works behind a gay bar in Texas. Kate and William, bless their hearts, are using gestures to become more hands-off parents. So George takes on the protective role over Louis. So, I mean, they're only young. Okay, but mind you, the royal family did that before. I remember Charles. I mean, he hardly ever saw his mother, literally. And when he did meet her, I remember that famous picture at the station. He gets off the train and she's there and he shakes hands with her. And he was a little boy. And I remember thinking they didn't do love or affection or anything like that at all. And so they're doing exactly the same, Will and Kate, because it was done for them. Well, it was certainly done for him. But they did their walkabout. As I say, luckily there's no pictures of any prominent members of the royal family with ghastly old Prince Andrew or his even more ghastly wife. The mother of Beatrice's stepson. This is the American mother of Wolfie, Princess Beatrice's six-year-old stepson, who wowed the royal watchers. It didn't wow the royal watchers at all. It was just another freebie day out, wasn't it? Oh, hello. Who are you, dear? Oh, your father's Prince Andrew. Oh, dear. Maybe not so good. Maybe not so good. And there's a picture. She always looked a bit peculiar, didn't she? I think Princess Beatrice. She always looked as though she'd been hit in the mouth by a sleigh or something like that. It was all sort of teeth. It was ah. And we always go, what do you do for a living, love? Oh, you don't, do you? You don't do anything for a living, which is a shame. Amanda Berry, do you remember Amanda? You'll remember her from Coronation Street, and you'll remember her from Carry On Cleo and Carry On Cabbie. And when she was on Coronation Street, she couldn't come out as gay. Everybody in the business knew she was gay because she's had a girlfriend for a long time. She's 86 now. And she said, while I was on the soap, it was impossible to come out because there used to be a bit of a stigma. If you came out as gay, especially in America, they had a lot of problem with people coming out as gay. Even if you were playing gay, but you weren't gay, there was still a huge problem. And it was very difficult. And so she lives near, because I used to see her in Joe Allen's all the time. But while she was on the soap, she couldn't come out for fear of being. Although, to be honest with you, I don't really think it makes any difference. Why do you have to tell people? You know, it's got absolutely, excuse my French, bugger all to do with people what your sexuality is, unless, of course, they're a bit interested. Know what I'm saying? Because it's always the people who sort of go, oh, gay are you? You think, yeah. And you are too. It's just that you can't come out. Jason Donovan has announced a shock career move because he's going to do Dr. Frank N. Furter in the Rocky Horror Show. Not in this country. He's having to do it over in America. Sorry, over in Australia. It's very good, the Rocky Horror Show. I mean, I've seen it so many times. And he'll be doing the Frankenfurter. Isn't that the one, the How Do You Do? I See You've Met My Faithful Handyman. And I'm Just a Sweet Transvestite. Of course, they'll never get the red around that one, will they? That'll be a nightmare for all those poor Australian queens everywhere. Sky News Australia have sparked outrage because they leaked Charles III's Christmas address. Gone are those days of, oh, you have to do this, there's an embargo. Who gives a stuff? It's a speech he recorded on the 13th of December. We all know what it was going to contain, but they did it 10 hours before its strict scheduled airing time. Oh, sod off and mind your own business. Who are these people complaining? It makes no difference. You, Sky News, you go ahead and run it. You go ahead and run it. Everybody else was doing bits and pieces, but apparently it was uploaded and it angered monarchists. No, it angered curtain twitchers. Oh, I can't believe they've actually done it. Really? Ah, sod off and mind your own business. These people are drearies. But apparently, according to TV Black Box, the video had been viewed by 60,000 people within 3 hours. So it did all right. And it didn't. Did it make any difference? Did it change the world? No, of course it didn't. It's just the mamby-pambies out there. Well, you know, why did they... if you didn't get Sky Australia, you wouldn't be watching it anyway, would you, diddums? Get over your bloody selves. Taylor Swift helps vinyl albums outsell CDs in the UK. I was speaking to somebody the other day and they said, oh, I'm just going to go home and play this album. And I said, you've got a record player? People buy record players now. You plug them into your computer. You don't need to sort of, you know, gone are the days of having music systems. But Taylor Swift has propelled the selling of vinyl albums so high that they've outsold CDs for the first time in 35 years, which is amazing. And Daniel Radcliffe, I remember him telling me years and years and years ago, he came in, he was promoting The Woman in Black and everything else. He has now amassed a fortune of £90 million. 90 million. He makes a profit of 2.2 million in a year because he does the films he wants to make. He just works. You won't see Daniel Radcliffe popping up at showbiz parties or selling stupid stories. He lives with his girlfriend. They've got a flat in New York and he works. He made a lot of money out of Harry Potter and everybody was delighted for him. He's the most down-to-earth person you'll ever meet. His parents are casting directors and they kept him grounded. I thought he was a bit brave doing the stark full frontal nudity on stage in Equus. I know because we were in the front row. And at one point he takes off his boxer shorts and leaves them on the stage and then the play finishes. And as we were going out, one of the people I was with said, should we take the boxer shorts? And I said, I don't think we can. They said, they'll be warm still. And I went, yeah, well, probably. So we didn't. We left them there. But it's so funny. You know, somebody you've seen on screen. In fact, even in the rehearsals for it, he insisted on going naked every single time. So when it actually came to doing the piece, he didn't have any qualms about it whatsoever. It was just an acting role. And he's, as I say, he's very down to earth. He's very grounded. He's very humble. Very humble. So he's got 90 million. So what? But you will get those people who'll be trolling him now going, you know, what are you doing to help the poor and the needy and all this kind of stuff? These are the sad dribblers. The people who don't have any life, you know, many of them sit at home in darkened rooms, you know, because they can't afford to put the heating on and they generally watch pornography and it's a bit embarrassing for them. So they write to people like Daniel Radcliffe or me or whoever it happens to be. Although I never get to see any of these things. I'm almost disappointed. You know, I feel it could be quite exciting to actually get sort of something that was totally abusive. But I don't get anything like that, because if somebody writes something once, the computer highlights it and it throws it into the sin bin. So you never see it again. It just disappears. So it keeps them happy to think that somebody's reading it. Or not, as the case may be. Let's not tell them.
When I was working, I was very, very difficult with bells on.
Join me, Rachel Johnson, as I sit down with women at the forefront of change. Recently, I was joined by Delia Smith.
I wanted to try and take fear out of cooking in people. I wanted to try and teach them. And I was single-minded in it. I never was quiet, you see. I was a pain in the neck.
Rachel Johnson's Difficult Women.
Listen to the full podcast and subscribe now on Global Player.
What have we got? I've got lovely homes available to occupy. Which have been used in all sorts of programmes. There's a particularly nice one used in Bridgerton, and it's the Rangers House in Greenwich Park. If you wanted to buy it, it's about 36 million, but only because it's absolutely bloody gorgeous. It really is. They've also got a property which features in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. They've got loads and loads of these properties, and they use them. I've seen properties for sale around our neck of the woods, and they say it's been used in this film and that film, and they come in and they can transform the interior of your house. They do a lot in Richmond because they've got a lot of elderly houses around there. And they come in, they move your furniture out, they move all their stuff in, the family move in, and then at the end, and you've made, depending on what it is, 5,000 a day, 10,000 a day, 10,000 a week, makes no difference. They put everything back, and then when you see your house on the screen, you go, oh, my house, looks even better. Because sometimes they use the outside of the house, but they don't use the inside. And there's agencies. You know, if you want to rent your house out, you will contact these agencies. You'll find them on the internet. There's loads of them. And they use houses for filming. So if they're looking for a modern penthouse apartment, there'll be somebody along the banks of the Thames who's got a penthouse apartment that they will rent out to you for $2,000 a day or $1,500, whatever it happens to be. So if you've got one of those elderly houses, you know, it could be picture postcard kind of stuff. There's always somebody who's going to want to use them for filming, and they turn up. They have to come a recce to make sure there's enough room to park the lorries and the lighting and all the rest of it. And then the rest of it, as I say, it becomes your property. It's up on the big screen, which is very cute indeed. Anyway, listen, 28. So how many days are in this month? 31, isn't it? 31 days. 31 days hath September, April, June and November. Wait a minute, no, 30 days. No, 30 days had September, April, June and November. All rest have 31. So we've got 31 days and it's, so today's Wednesday, Thursday, for 2 days to go before my magic circle shows. And there's no train strike on the 30th. Thank the Lord above. Thank the Lord. And we look forward to seeing you down the magic circle for, I'm told, this Christmas show. You'll be saying afterwards, that was amazing. That was amazing. And that's what we like to hear, the reaction. In fact, some of the other shows that they've done, people have been finishing. I spoke to them down at the Circle the other day. And they said people have been saying, let us know when the tickets go on sale for next year because we want to come and see it. And you'll get about, I think, two or three close-up magicians. And you can watch that. And then you have a little break. And you can go to the museum, see the original sooty. And then you can go into the theatre. And we'll have a show which is split into two halves, and you'll see some top-class magicians, some really good stuff this year. And then there's an opportunity to buy my magic mugs, which will be sold downstairs for charity. Anyway, have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow at the same time. Till then, take care.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC.